This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Wow, we have got a lot to report to you on this worldwide broadcast. Thank you for joining us on the 29th day of April 2018 for the Sunday transmission. We'll be here as we are every Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. ahead of the weekday broadcast. Myself, Owen Schroyer, David Knight, and others. 10 hours a day live now from the InfoWars network that the establishment is trying to take down. Well, Mr. Clapper, former National Director of Intelligence, who also headed up the NSA previous to that, testified to Congress 4 years ago that he had never, the NSA had never spied on anyone in the United States, period. Now, that was a 1,000% total, complete lie. The statute of limitations just expired on perjuring yourself to Congress. It's actually 5 years. So it's, I said four. It's been 5 years. He did it again. He testified to Congress. There's an excellent Zero Hedge article up on InfoWars.com, but also even The Hill and others have picked it up. Jack Posobiec did a great breakdown. We should get Jack on the next few days of this whole situation. But he testified that he was never the source. We even have a Don Lemon video that's in the folder. I forgot to tell you guys about it. It's like 2 minutes long. Even Don Lemon grills him and goes, but you are the source. You told CNN you were the source. Now he works for CNN. So when Don Lemon's saying you're a liar, I mean, that's like Pinocchio saying you're a liar. I mean, you got a serious problem when Pinocchio even thinks you're bad. The arrogant Pinocchio that is Don Lemon. Because CNN knows he's the source. He's bragged he was the source. Back when he was so arrogant, back when his counterpart of the CIA, Brennan, was saying stuff like, watch your mouth. So Trump has ripped the lying machine, James Clapper, over leaks to CNN. And the articles on InfoWars, both from InfoWars and Zero Hedge, just chronicle video clips of him in 2017 on CNN, right as the president's being inaugurated, saying, you know, that he saw the info, he leaked the info. Then we've got him testifying to Congress. Months later, he didn't. It's like these people have Alzheimer's or something, or they don't think we're paying attention. Well, we are, Clapper and Brennan and all the rest of you. So those clips are coming up later in the hour. But sometimes something happens that really illustrates everything. And a big thing that we have to really dig into today is the whole situation with the White House Correspondents' Dinner that transpired over the weekend, and the abject, insane asylum-level arrogance that even has mainstream media saying this completely flopped. But it gets better. Coming up, CNN was given an award at the press dinner for the Steele dossier reporting, which was illegal leaks and fake and been proven to be a fraud, and they think you're so dumb. You think, is that arrogance? No. They think, like Gruber said, we bet everything on the public having no memory. We bet everything on the public having absolutely, totally no memory. So we're going to be going over all of that because, I mean, here they are giving an award to three so-called reporters, Jake Tapper and others, at CNN. At the press dinner, in the middle of the scandal of Clapper perjuring himself to Congress in front of the whole world. It'd be like if I said, I robbed a bank on January 3rd, and then a couple months later, on April 3rd, I testified to Congress. I think Clapper's case was actually April 10th. I never did. That never says, that's insane. Just like, we ought to cue it up where he said 5 years ago, I've never No one in the NSA has ever spied on anybody in the U.S. Ever. It just doesn't happen. So we're going to come back from break with Ms. Wolf roasting herself, hoisted on her own petard.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, we rarely see mainstream media fall on its face in a more disgusting fashion. They do it all the time, but this was really special. We've got quite a few of the excerpts coming up this hour. Of Michelle Wolf of Viacom and Sumner Redstone anti-American fame, same folks that brought you gangster rap and MTV. Well, they're not busy undermining the president. They're busy throwing fits that for the second year in a row, he didn't show up to a correspondence dinner when these are people sworn to destroy him, who absolutely hate him, who are talentless, that no one wants to watch, that has almost zero ratings, doesn't even show up, and if he shows up, then they get ratings. Why would you show up to have a bunch of feckless, craven, unpopular losers, cowardly individuals tell stupid jokes? The really sick one, a week and a half after a Southwest Airlines engine blew up, blew a hole in the side of the fuselage and sucked the woman halfway out, almost cutting her head off before they drug her back in. She died hours later at the hospital. That's not funny. But they say he's like a big orange Southwest engine blowing up. Hollywood, MTV, Comedy Central, all these shows, Stephen Colbert, they are in their own bizarre, hateful echo chambers. Can you imagine if I made a joke about an engine blowing up and killing a woman and injuring other people, and concerned it would say Hillary Clinton? You would never hear the end of it. Instead, they make up things I never said or edit things I said to demonize me. But these people are the hateful ones. And they're the ones that funded the Arab Spring that killed over 1 million people. Over 100,000 of them women and children, many of which were sold into sex slavery, the ones that were unlucky enough to not be killed. And I mean that seriously. Sold into slavery that Islam still has operating in 6 countries. 6 of the 7 Trump banned from coming to the United States unvetted. We don't accept their fake passports. And the Supreme Court set next week, the word is, to affirm the president. So we'll see how they like that. So that's coming up. Tying into the press dinner, they gave CNN an award for reporting on the Pissgate dossier, the Steele dossier, PPGate, which is admittedly totally fake. They admit it's fake. But they gave themselves an award thinking, you're so stupid, you won't remember that they now admit it's fake. Not just that Congress found there was no evidence. Even mainstream news has to admit there's no evidence any of the Steele dossier is real. But they don't care. They don't care they've lost all these lawsuits and the rest of it. They just keep rehashing and retreading the same thing over and over again. They had Comey on this week on CNN. saying he doesn't know if the PP Gate thing isn't true or not. He says he never saw it. There's no evidence of it, but who knows? It might be true. Might be true that monkeys, flying monkeys, fly out of his rear end as well. I'm not trying to get gross here. It's just this stuff is pure, absolute bull. We know Hillary was on the Chinese payroll, the Russian payroll. We know their servers went missing. It goes on and on. And so when people always bring up the FBI investigation and the Clinton Justice Department people and all of it, the big issue here is, where's the prosecution of them when it's open and shut? But enough of that. Let's go to some of the most unfunny, sickening, macabre, stumbling. This Comedy Central witch, who's getting her own show on Netflix, got a half a eaten hamburger and a garbage pile can get a show on Netflix now. Netflix is giving this witch a show, and I'm sure if it gets zero stars, like some of the other folks have gotten, I'm sure they'll just ban the rating system for that particular video. But here she is making sick jokes and so pissed that we're turning the country around from the brink of death. Here it is.
You are hosting the White House Correspondents' Dinner, which is a big event for those who don't know. Typically, the president will be there. This president has decided to sit this last one out, and I think is he not coming to this event?
No, he's not coming. I get the lovely Sarah Huckabee Sanders instead.
Yeah.
Oh, hit pause. There's this ironic thing on Vice TV and Comedy Central where they get women and men that kind of don't look right and who can't really talk. It's supposed to be real ironic, like we pay attention because we think they're kind of special. Let's go back to her.
Michelle Wolf, now known as the 2018 Correspondents' Dinner liberal fail, with snappy one-liners that went absolutely nowhere.
I'm going to skip a lot of the normal pleasantries. We're at a Hilton. It's not nice. This is on C-SPAN. No one watches that. Trump is president. It's not ideal. White House Correspondents Association, thank you for having me. The monkfish was fine.
A shrill, ridiculing, shallow voice belting out insults catered to the nihilistic mind of the far left.
I never really thought I'd be a comedian, but I did take an aptitude test in seventh grade, and this is 100% true. I took an aptitude test in seventh grade, and it said my best profession was a clown or a mime. Well, I heard you say clown, and then I heard my voice and was like, or maybe mime. It is kind of crazy that the Trump campaign was in contact with Russia when the Hillary campaign wasn't even in contact with Michigan. It's a direct flight. It's so close. Trump is racist, though. He loves white nationalists, which is a weird term for a Nazi. Calling a Nazi a white nationalist is like calling a pedophile a kid friend. Or Harvey Weinstein a ladies' man. And I'm never really sure what to call Sarah Huckabee Sanders. You know, is it Sarah Sanders? Is it Sarah Huckabee Sanders? Is it Cousin Huckabee? Is it Auntie Huckabee Sanders? Like, what's Uncle Tom but for white women who disappoint other white women? I did have a lot of jokes. I had a lot of jokes about cabinet members, but I had to scrap all of those because everyone has been fired. You guys are going through cabinet members quicker than Starbucks throws out black people. No, don't worry. They're having an afternoon. That'll solve it. We just needed an afternoon.
Wolf counts her influences as Seth Meyers and Trevor Noah. No wonder her performance was so lame.
I am also honored to be performing for those of you here tonight, as well as the handful of people watching at home on C-SPAN.
Relying on tasteless shock humor and vulgarity.
Trump is so broke. Southwest used him as one of their engines. I know, it's so soon. It's so soon for that joke. Why did she tell it?
If this is what funny is to the mainstream media, can you blame most Americans for their overwhelming distrust? Past Correspondents' Dinner performers actually brought jokes.
I have an announcement for those of you watching tonight's event live on C-SPAN. For God's sake, it's Saturday night.
Good to be on C-SPAN. Glad I'm not on your rival network. No input
HDMI one.
But Wolf is the poster child for all of the attempted comedy shoved down America's throats these days. Hate-fueled diatribes by hacks who aren't even worthy to carry Richard Pryor or George Carlin's water to the stage. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.com.
By the way, I used to watch Stephen Colbert and The Daily Show, and back when he was just one of the fake reporters on there. And it was entertaining, because the stuff he was saying about Bush most of the time was true. Bush had a lot of big problems. But now, with Trump, it's made up, or it's the same old hate. It's not funny. And I try to find good comedy, and it's not funny. I mean, remember Richard Pryor? Remember George Carlin? Remember any of those comics? Bill Hicks or Sam Kinison or Rodney Dangerfield? They were funny. They were political sometimes too, but they're just not funny anymore because corporate hacks put on a teleprompter what they're supposed to read. They're henchmen. They're not even comedians. They're puppets. We'll be back. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9-11. Through 9-11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to blackriflerealestate.com. That's blackriflerealestate.com.
Never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork, and just dumb enough to passively accept jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. It's a big club. And you ain't in it.
You said recently, quote, when you give, they do whatever the hell you want them to do.
You better believe it.
So what specifically did they do?
If I ask them, if I need them, you know, most of the people on this stage I've given to, just so you understand, a lot of money.
You and I are not in the big club. The owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
If you just joined us, I played that George Carlin intro we've had for like 3 years, 2.5 years. From back during the middle of the first debates, back when there was like 11 Republican candidates with Trump, because that's a real comedian that can bring in social issues from a populist perspective, not left or right. We interviewed George Carlin, one of my reporters, right before he died. And he was really on target and had a lot of courage. That goes without saying. You juxtapose that with Michelle Wolf of Commie Central, making jokes about the woman that died getting sucked out the window a week and a half ago, saying it was a big orange engine like Trump killed her. It's not about Trump. You don't make fun of a woman that just died. It's super untasteful. But I'm going to get to that in a minute and then to the big news. But Trump comes from the outside of the billionaire circles. He made his money in operations not with the globalist combines. At the highest levels, Microsoft, Facebook, Twitter, Google, Amazon, Apple, IBM, General Electric, and the list goes on. The top Fortune 30 or so of the Fortune 100 are 100% technocrats in their own words. Look it up. Davos, leaders, call themselves technocrats, call for the end of elections, call for appointing leaders to governments. Jeff Bezos, though, how did he make his money? He made $12 billion in one day last week. He's worth $140 billion now. Now, there it is, Bloomberg. Jeff Bezos boosts fortune by $12 billion in a day. Now, I'm all for free market. He didn't make his money that way. He's a monopoly man. He needs to be broken up. And he will be broken up. Once a monopoly starts surging like a cancer like this, because of inside deals with government, it'll displace everything. That's why he's buying up. I was reading, he's buying over 100 stories of high-rises a day. Did you hear what I just said? He's building and buying 100 stories a day just in high-rises. That's in another Bloomberg article I saw last week. 100 stories a day. And he is the number one funder after George Soros of the Democratic Party. We know for a fact, and we've got the intel coming out very soon, that he's financing lawsuits against us and Trump, right along with Soros and others. He's tried to hide this until now. He owns the Washington Post, a weapon against this country. He gets $1.50, it was $1.48, on every package USPS ships for him. That's over 70% of his packages. Ladies and gentlemen, the man is a cancer. And I went down to Whole Foods today, the headquarters. He's bought Whole Foods, Amazon. It's now Amazon Foods. They admit they're not organic. Most of their stuff now, it's terrible. Very polite. Got thrown out. Security guard was very nice. Most people were fans there. I thought more would be, you know, deranged liberals. But they were mainline liberals, smart liberals. And nice security guard says, hey, we're asking to leave. I said, absolutely. I leave. We're on the very end of the corner. No one's even around. Other guys come over and threaten us. If we don't leave, I said, I am leaving. I can get my car. Can I get my car? Wouldn't say. So I got back on their face. We're going to go back with HD cameras this week. We're going to go back with HD cameras, and I'm going to bullhorn the whole place.
Facility, Jeff Bezos, Amazon, unorganic food headquarters.
All right, so that's all coming up. And I just thought of doing it this morning because I've been thinking about it for a long time, but I love my wife. I don't tell her what to do in a lot of things, but I said, listen, I don't want to see Amazon packages here anymore. We're not going to Whole Foods anymore. They're overpriced anyways. Buy the exact same stuff for less at other stuff, places that are too expensive, like the HEB, you know, version of Whole Foods, Central Market. I said, we're not doing it. And she never goes there anymore. That's good. But I still, like dog droppings or something at my house, man. I get home and there's an Amazon box like a devil sitting there in my house, and I know she's gotten better about ordering different places. She goes, oh, it's so quick, it's less money, because it's all subsidized. And the last straw was, I love her to death, because she's great. She only orders from every few weeks, and, you know, not every day something coming in. She's ordered food from there, everything. And, well, she would order things, go, yeah, the shampoo's old, doesn't work right. And I said, yeah, they buy rejected crap. Amazon's bad news. And I'm sitting there, and I'm just thinking about all the things Amazon's done and the thousands of companies it owns, hundreds of big ones. They own like 20 of the Fortune 100. And I showed her this morning. I said, look. And I typed in Alex Jones, Washington Post, snake oil. And she was looking at like six articles saying I'm a snake oil salesman, I'm a fraud by the Washington Post. And I said, sweetheart, he owns the Washington Post. He's the biggest supplement owner in the country. I went and got more than a dozen products off our shelf that are private labeled, high quality, that they also private label at Whole Foods. And I said, sweetheart, they sell this for $30 at Whole Foods. It's the same bottle, same thing, different label. We sold for $9.95. I said, you understand, he is a guy that made $12 billion in one day last week, another $5 billion the other days. He's trying to put us out of business. He's hired a bunch of former CIA people, this is in the news, to run the Washington Post to try to destroy the country. They're quarterbacking operations against our family. And they're quarterbacking it against the entire country. And I said, I don't want to see another Amazon package here ever again. She goes, no, I get it. I understand. I didn't know it was that bad. I thought you just didn't like him. I said, no. The man is a psychotic. He is out to get the president and the country. He wants you poor. He is so competitive, reportedly, he will throw incredible fits over a penny. He bought the Washington Post and cut their pay and cut their everything. And the liberals still worship it like women under a pimp. He owns the biggest sweatshops in the U.S. He's buying all these big buildings and building them with 250 square foot apartments in them. And then people pay even more than they pay for 1,000 square foot and live in them. And he's getting it zoned where they can't build new apartments that are bigger to make you live like a slave under him when he lives in a 50,000 square foot house. He's a monster. He's a scumbag. He's an anti-American globalist enemy.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul, because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in Cell Force are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cell Force from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
White House Correspondents' Dinner 2018. Trump has been roundly criticized by dinosaur and kleptocrat, Decepticon, slimeball, prostitute, disinformation, coastal elites, media, for not going to the Correspondents' Dinner, which was good-natured until just a few years ago, and vicious and deceptive, the very same group of Jim Acosta types that say that Trump didn't really visit Congressman Scalise in the hospital, even though there was live video of it, or that they'd remove Martin Luther King's bust from the Oval Office. All of it lies. But Jake Tapper and all the rest of them, hoping that you don't pay attention. So, If it couldn't get any more sickening, Jake Tapper got caught hosting fake town halls in the aftermath of the shootings in Florida back in February. I never said the shootings didn't happen. I said they had fake town halls. I said that they got four scripted students who had talking points for the Democrats to be the voice of the anti-gun movement instead of the pro-gun students. Which is all true. So you just build a straw man and demonize good old Alex Jones, and then you can set the precedent to demonize the next patriot. Just like they said Trump's a loser, Trump's a liar, Trump's going to prison, Trump's a criminal, everybody hates Trump, Trump doesn't have ratings, Trump's going to lose the election, Trump's a racist, Trump's a Nazi, Trump's a misogynist, Trump's a racist, Trump's a rapist. None of it true. They do the same thing with InfoWars because they know we're looking out for the average person and for free market, for a level playing field, for a true open society that Jeff Bezos and all the rest of them don't like. So, they have the Merriman Smith Award for Excellence in Journalism on Presidential Reporting, whatever that means. And just like they gave Obama, when he was president-elect, a Nobel Peace Prize, and he launched more wars than the last three presidents combined. Think about that. Let's put the award back on screen for TV viewers. Here, I'll read it to viewers and listeners. Because I want to go over this for people. You guys put the Merriman Smith Award. It's $2,500 award. Not the $500,000 I guess the Nobel is. What's the Nobel now? Let's look that up. The Merriman Smith Memorial Award for Excellence in Presidential News Coverage under deadline pressure originated in 1970 in memory of Merriman Smith of United Press International, a White House correspondent of more than 30 years. The $2,500 award was conceived to perpetuate Ms. Smith's memory and to promote the excellence he brought to his profession. The award is offered in two categories: print, newspaper, wire service, magazine, broadcast, radio, and television. So, drum roll, please. Did they give the award to Jake Tapper and two other CNN reporters for reporting on a plane crashing? Or the fires in California, or something where they could actually tell the truth and maybe do a good job? No, 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 no. They didn't give them an award for fake town halls in Parkland where only anti-gunners were allowed in and given pre-scripted questions. They didn't give them an award for a few years ago, CNN scripting questions for the debate, not telling Trump. No, they gave them an award for being the go-to leakers, as the Daily Caller has said. They gave them an award. Drum roll, please. For their coverage of the Steele Fusion GPS PP dossier that is admitted to be a total fraud paid for by the FBI directly to their wives and husbands at the firm as a payoff. And then I love how Comey's been on the news this week saying the Republicans paid for it. Well, there was some early Jeb Bush stuff with another company that he didn't like Trump, so he passed it on to them. But that was mafia stuff. That was not this. Opposition research, and that was fake too. So, this is so amazing that they're so delusional, they're so disconnected, they would give Obama a peace prize when he had never even been in office at an executive branch involved in the military. He'd never been in the Coast Guard. He'd never been in the Boy Scouts. He'd never been in the Army Reserves. He'd never put a rifle over his shoulder. He'd never been in the Peace Corps. He'd never done a diplomatic errand. He'd done nothing, but he got the award. Now, does Trump get a Nobel Peace Prize? I nominate President Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize already for just getting North and South Korea to meet after almost 60 years since 1953 when the armistice happened. There's been a continued war. They just met last week, shook hands, and agreed to a peace treaty to end the war after 60-plus years. Nobel Prize is now $1.4 million. Wow, it's up. I guess it's $2.6 in Dutch money. Nobel, who invented dynamite and felt guilty about it, nitroglycerin. So, I am nominating President Trump for the Peace Prize for trying to get us out of Syria, for beginning to end the Korean War. And if he does get this peace deal, and they do denuclearize, and they do agree to merge North and South to a future deal, he absolutely must have it. But don't hold your breath, because it's a fake award. The award would mean something if it was given to real people. But Merkel Phelan broke 5 years ago for InfoWars, the entire Stingray document plan nationwide to our risk as an operation. We got threatened for that. Zero coverage. The AP reported on it a month ago with the same documents. Where's Merkel Phelan's Pulitzer Prize? But the Pulitzer Prize is there for being a lapdog. We don't want your prizes. Our prizes are the people supporting us, getting the word out, having success, and living in a freer, better country and world. That's our prize. Now, let's go ahead and go to the amazing video of CNN being given an award for reporting on a known fraud, which Clapper has now been caught lying about yet again. Here it is.
Merriman Smith Award honors presidential news coverage under deadline pressure. The award is in memory of the late, great Merriman Smith of United Press International, a White House correspondent for more than 30 years. It is given in two categories, broadcast and print. The Merriman Smith Award for broadcast goes to Evan Perez, Jim Sciutto, Jake Tapper, and Carl Bernstein of CNN.
I nominate President Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize from the great Swedish inventor of dynamite. Nobel.
These four journalists...
I mean, he's the one getting peace in the peninsula.
...broke the story that the intelligence community had briefed President Barack Obama and President-elect Donald Trump that Russia had compromising information about Mr. Trump. You may remember that story.
Let's stop right there for a minute. So that they skip over the fact it's admitted to be fake now and give them an award for their reporting on how they were briefed, that we've got this ridiculous footage of hookers marking their territory. So again, I nominate President Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize for the inventor of dynamite, nitroglycerin, Mr. Nobel of Sweden. And I nominate that he go ahead and get it now because he did way more getting North and South to end the war and agree to signing an armistice and agree to denuclearize. Even if it doesn't all happen, he's gotten more done light years than Obama ever did. So let's go out to break with the rest of this sickening display, these people getting an award.
You may remember that story.
This is make-believe.
The CNN team later reported...
Hey, pause again. You may remember that story. It's all a big joke. See, we remember it's fake. The public doesn't. So we're going to bring it back up and hope they don't remember again. Here it is.
FBI Director James Comey personally briefed Trump about the dossier. The judges called their reporting breaking news at its very best.
Okay, yeah. Fake news at its best. There you go. We're going to go to break. There's Jake Tapper up there, all of them. This is a true comedy. They're all up there laughing. Oh, my gosh. Why not give them awards for walking on the moon or, you know, beating Hitler or whatever? What was George Soros, by the way, that physically cut Hitler's head off, by the way? Yeah, he was Captain America. We'll be right. And that's, give me my award for that. Report it, please.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours, it's on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Frustrated trying to get business capital?
Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live. Coming up next hour, Jake Lloyd, one of our great InfoWars reporters, also an Army combat vet, patriot. He went out on the road with me today to Whole Foods, now owned by Jeff Bezos, the head of Amazon. He is now basically degrading the quality of the food there. That's in the news. Most of it's not organic now. He's doing all the regular stuff he does. But the issue is he made $12 billion in one day last week due to government contracts, kickbacks, CIA contracts, $1.50 on every package he ships, USPS. Other people don't get that. Now, there's Bloomberg, $12 billion he made just last week. He's an anti-gunner. He's an anti-free marketer. He said Trump is killing our democracy. I thought Trump got elected. So he's a globalist. So that's all coming up. But first, we'll have some of the footage for TV and radio listeners that we're going to air here of when I went in there today. The full footage is up on InfoWars.com. Here's a Jack Posobiec tweet from Friday. While they were calling him a warmonger, a homophobe, and a racist, Donald Trump ended the Korean War, appointed the first gay ambassador to Germany, and got endorsed by Kanye all in the same week. And it's not about just cheerleading Trump. But Trump is pragmatically trying to create a level playing field and bring jobs into this country. And so I didn't even know till I said it and they pulled it up. I didn't even know the New York Post has reported the lobbying for Trump's Nobel Peace Prize has already begun. Well, I think the Nobel Peace Prize is worthless because they've given Henry Kissinger and Al Gore and Barack Obama peace prizes. They're jokes. Yeah, back when they gave Alexander Solzhenitsyn one or Martin Luther King one or Gandhi one, they had some meaning. I would not accept a Nobel Prize, or I'd take the money and give it to charity because it's $1.5 million. Seriously. The thing is a joke, but the nomination process has begun. It's very, very serious because North and South have declared the end of the war. They're going to sign a deal ahead of the meeting with Trump. The war has been going on since the armistice was signed in. It's been going on since late 49, but it's been ongoing since the ceasefire, since the armistice in February of 1953. So we'll see what happens there, ladies and gentlemen. It just shows how dramatic Trump has been delivering on so many fronts. Now, let's move on to the big news. By the way, I'm pretty original, but when I rip off Rush Limbaugh, I do it. I like doing that occasionally. I'm like a Pavlovian dog. When I hear Limbaugh do that, like in high school and college, I get really excited. Like the anticipation. I think I do it better, though. Okay, I'm going to stop. Let's get serious. Look, Clapper doesn't matter. Brennan doesn't matter. Hillary doesn't matter, except they're still the deep state dug in with their operatives in government, dug in like ticks, doing whatever they want, whenever they want, however they want, leaking criminally, lying to Congress, getting caught. Finally, though, it's even in mainstream news. Even The Hill had a report on it. Zero Hedge has the best article. It's up on Infowars.com. Clapper busted leaking dossier details to CNN's Jake Tapper, lying to Congress about it. Now, remember, the statute of limitations was ended a few months ago, 5 years after he testified to Congress. And did I forget to tell you guys to pull that up, too? Pull that up next. Just type in Clapper lies to Congress. It's famous. And he says, no, the NSA does not listen to anything in the U.S. or read anything. No, just everything. By the time he said that, everything except CB radio transmissions goes through an NSA hub, and most of those do. You don't think the NSA doesn't know someone on a CB or another radio or ham radio is really trying not to be heard? They're really listening to that. So, but they don't catch it all. And it's totally unconstitutional. Clapper busted leaking dossier details to CNN's Jake Tapper. Tapper just got an award for the fake reporting earlier. Showed you that. Lying to Congress about it. We look forward to Clapper talking his way out of this one on CNN during carefully scripted conversations with fellow talking heads. That was on Friday. And then it just goes through all the times he testified to Congress, when he all the news articles, all the under oath. It's a long article, where he said it, where he did it. There's videos of it, everything. I mean, it is we should make a special report out of this just to show it all. It is incredible. But he said, I did not leak the dossier. Now that it's being pointed out, it's fake and it's illegal. He went on radio and TV to say he leaked it before. So even Don Lemon is throwing Clapper overboard, which is a sign that when Don Lemon is throwing your butt overboard, when Don Lemon is looking at you like you're a liar, he thinks you're in big trouble and he better not side with you. Because he's about as bad as it gets when it comes to fake news. Some of the worst people, you know, just like Tapper at CNN getting awards for fake journalism. So when he throws you overboard, that's the rat leaving the sinking ship. Here is that video.
Already held by the media. And I didn't have any contact with media until after I left the government on the 20th of January. So I don't quite understand, at least what I've read, that somehow I leaked about the dossier.
So let me get, so you didn't leak anything about the dossier to any media?
No, not, I mean, I talked about it after I left the government, but not during that period, not, and certainly not between the 6th of January and the 10th when the president-elect himself talked about it.
So you're saying the president-elect himself is the one who put it out there?
Well, it was publicized, if I remember the sequence, it came out after our Trump Tower briefing. And, you know, all our purpose there was to inform him that it was out there. And I've often wondered, because it's kind of controversial that now that we brought this up, that if had we not told him about it, and then he learned about it, and he learned that the intelligence community knew about it and didn't tell him. Well, it'd been held. We've gotten tweets for that too. So I don't. understand this, how I leaked it to CNN.
Yeah. He works for CNN now. He's on record. We've got the article of all the clips right here. Everybody remembers Clapper did that. They all did it. They all brag. We got plenty of dirt. Obama was in the New York Times on the 20th of January, 2017. I was in D.C., 50 feet from the president when he was being sworn in. And I'm sitting there waiting for him to come up, reading the New York Times, tucked under my jacket. This very jacket, by the way. Funny, I wore this very jacket. Strangely enough, that's my favorite jacket. And this thing like 5 or 6 years. It's getting holes in it. But we did a live report before Roger Stone and I went in to the inauguration of reading that, where it was intelligence heads, Clapper and others, say they had the information, they have the proof, they were wiretapping Trump Tower, all sorts of stuff. And then he gets up there and says he never said it. He's caught red-handed. The classified congressional report. Yeah, it's in the new report. I should add that. Clapper lied about dossier leaks to CNN. Should have opened the whole segment with that. Congress reporting he lied to them. Yes, he lied to them. Lied to Congress about information he shared with CNN on the infamous Steele dossier. Wow. But let's play another time he lied to you. This is 5 years ago, telling Congress that the NSA has never spied on anyone in the U.S. This is years after it came out that every phone call, every text message, every email, everything digital is sent through giant hubs at telecoms and then on to the NSA. So here it is.
Is if you could give me a yes or no answer to the question, does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans?
No, sir.
It does not.
Not wittingly. There are cases where they could inadvertently, perhaps, collect, but not wittingly.
So, it's like saying a pedophile accidentally grabbed your five-year-old out of your backyard, went and raped him and killed him. It's all that, or Hitler accidentally, you know, launched World War II or whatever. Or rain accidentally falls on, you know, out of the sky. Okay, we're going to start the next hour, get all into the globalists, how to stop them, how to fight back, so much more, just briefly. If you want to financially support us, we're not funded by Bezos. We're not funded by taxpayer money. We're not funded by stimulus money like NBC. We're funded by you. We got BrainForce, an amazing nootropic for the mind. 25% off. We got Supermail Vitality, 50% off. That's about 10, 50% off. We have the X2 Deep Earth Crystal Source of the Great Iodine. That is 25% off. That special is about to end. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And all of you that have bought the great products over the years and given us tens of thousands of five-star reviews, hope you like what you've done, because I'm proud of what we've done, but without you, nothing would have gotten done. You are the InfoWar. That's not patronization. I'm not patting you on the head. It's you. You did it. So I want to salute you and thank you. Please think about us every day and keep buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we can stand against the attacks no matter what comes. We will stay the course. Please stay the course with us. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.